This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Seven past the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer, I won't tell you what day it is because I know that upsets you. I don't want to get involved in upsetting you. Heavenly Days McGee. Where'd that expression come from anyway? Is that from Fibber McGee and Molly? Or am I asking the wrong crowd?
What? What language are you speaking?
I was listening, coming back from the airport last night, I was listening to old-time radio on Sirius. And it was Johnny Dollar was the show I was listening to. It was made in the 1950s. And I thought to myself, how wonderful. I used to, when I was running a radio station in Boston in the mid-80s, and my friend and mentor in many ways, we've been together for since the late 68. We've been working together ever since Bob Kay. He was running WCAU in Philadelphia at the same time. And we were running the old-time radio shows for a couple of hours every night on news and news talk stations. And the reason we did it is because it got ratings galore. You wouldn't have believed the audience was, at least on my station, went way younger than the normal audience for that station. You'd have thought it would be the other way around because these were shows from the 40s and the 50s, The Shadow and The Old Cowboys, The Lone Ranger, that kind of stuff. So I figured when we put it on, and Bob had pretty substantial info at the time, that it appealed to a really broad audience. But the number of 17, 18, or 19, 12 to 17-year-olds who were listening to this, so we played them between 8 and 10 o'clock. It was just really kind of, it was fun to do it, and it was fun to see who responded to it well. I don't know, why was I talking about that leaving the airport? Thinking about Johnny, Fibber McGee and Molly. That's another show from that era I wonder if, in fact, Jennifer, you'd be a good one to answer this because you've been such a fan of Lucille Ball's and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. So the movie that Lucille Ball won for Best Actress as the Golden Globes were presented on Sunday night, that was a very good overview of what was going on and the sorts of things that were going on, the kind of influence that sponsors had on what the content was of the shows at that time.
Becoming the Ricardos is the movie that you're talking about.
Yes, and yeah.
Yeah, it was really, first of all, it was really interesting for a couple of reasons, just to see how early TV was. Well, it still is. So dictated by the wants and the needs of the advertisers, but also to see what was acceptable and just what a trailblazer Lucille Ball really was in terms of women on television and women in comedy. I mean, I don't think that there would be any women in comedy at all, or at least in the way that we have it now without her. And it was she was just a trailblazer. And to Desi's, I think Desi always got a bad rap, but he could really see her talent, and he knew how to help her along down that way, which was an interesting element, I think, of their relationship, which was always kind of a hot one. So I think it was all in all, I think it was a great movie, and I'm a tough critic because I love Lucille Ball. I think that Nicole Kidman did a really good job.
She did.
I don't think it was perfect, but I do think that it was good.
It was good.
So I definitely would tell you if you like that genre, if you like just entertaining movies in general, but certainly if you like that genre of...
I want to talk about accountability in a couple of different ways here, if we may, for a few minutes. First of all, in terms of the states and the requirements nationally for masks, for getting the vaccine, I think I'm going to start downplaying this because everything, and I think I said this to you yesterday when we were having breakfast, Jennifer, the information I'm getting from two trusted sources, and this is what Victoria always says, you know, you got to know who your sources are, and do you trust them? Are they trustworthy? I think the other side of that is we can all see things on social media. Yeah, I trust that, and maybe they aren't trustworthy. It's hard to know anymore what's real and what's BS. At any rate, and that's part of the accountability for all this information that comes about that is sometimes false. The info, however, I feel very comfortable in saying this on the air. I mean, I pretty much, I'd say whatever I was thinking and then sometimes bracket it with whether this is true or maybe it isn't or whatever, it's a rumor. In this case, these are no rumors. If you look at the stats as of today for COVID, the number of people who have the Omicron and the number of people who are in hospitals who are not suffering from Omicron, but they're suffering from Delta, you look at what's happening around the rest of the world, and certainly South Africa is the place to go because it's kind of really where this variant started, and you look at how the Israelis have handled it. I listened to Jack Stockwell, who's a very important part of this program in DJV Health, and so is Ken Kronhaus. Both of them are very different in their approach to medicine, but they both really agree concretely that we are about to see a drastic change in the number of people who are getting this. The peak probably will be reached this week in our country for Omicron. And as it came up very quickly, we've only, what, 5-6 weeks? How long has Omicron been around? Not any more than certainly a month and a half. And the number of people, who like 2 million people a day, are getting this thing. It's amazing. Bing, bang, boom. And most people are not suffering, especially if you've had a vaccine. But then there were the people who were saying, well, what's the point of getting a vaccine now? And I kind of almost understand what they're saying, unless there's another variant. And there people are talking about something
one.
In France. But
yeah,
it's
the
not,
next one's
yeah.
coming. We don't know enough
well,
about it yet.
I think that's true. And I think it's whether it's coming, what does that mean in terms of what the end of this all is. Both these guys, Ken went on in the Good Day Health Hour that he does at great length this past weekend, for those of you who heard and you know what I'm talking about, with regard to the 1916 to 1918. And Victoria, this is not a slam at all. Please don't take it that way. Remember the first time I brought that up and you said, well, that's got nothing to do with this.
Spanish flu. It's not relevant to what we're going through now.
Yes, it is.
Now.
It's most relevant.
Well,
it's
not to a lot of people. It's not. That
well,
was my
I don't
point.
Know if they're not to a lot of people, that doesn't make it not relevant. Ken says that this is pretty much exactly the same. It's following the same trajectory, same timeline. The only difference between the 1916 and 1918 flu, the Spanish flu, is there was no vaccine for it. It was just there, and there was no way they could curb it. And people were dying left and right on the street. I mean, it was an amazing, all around the world, tens of millions of people died because of that. And so, but what his point is, Ken's point, is that it came and it hit hard. And for a couple of years, it was what occupied the planet's focus. And so it went away within a month. Literally, or 6 weeks, it was gone. It was here, and then it was gone. It burned itself out. And he says, Ken says, that by April, that's kind of where we're going to be. So it'll be interesting to see. We'll follow it and figure out if things are looking better and we're feeling better about it. Right now, however, there are lots of mask mandates, locally, federally, statewide. People are clothing, the schools in some places are closed down. You have to show certain test results, et cetera, et cetera. It's pretty, in the case of what's in last, you can speak to this better than I can. Los Angeles, I know my family is my daughter and her husband, both are profs at UCLA, and they were going to have a 2-week shutdown. Now they've extended it to the end of the month, where we're back to, Zoom classes, and
yeah,
nobody likes it. The kids are all grumbling.
College campuses are going virtual.
Yeah, right.
My cousin's a freshman at GW, and she tested positive over the weekend. She feels okay, but she couldn't go back to college, so now the whole house had to go and get tested, and she has to isolate up in her room, and she's pretty miserable. Mm-hmm. So that's just happening, and she has a lot of friends who couldn't return either because they tested positive. I mean, we knew this was going to happen after New Year's, right? A lot of people just didn't stay in, and they went out. And, I mean, I know a ton of people with COVID right now. And to varying degrees, to varying degrees of severity. And in some cases, their partners whom they live with don't have it and have tested negative multiple times. It's very odd who it chooses, who it decides to go out to.
Well, I had the experience, you talk about what happens.
that's been the trajectory, though. I mean, think about even with some of the more serious variants, like the original and the Delta variant.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I tell you guys a story all the time about how I pass it around to my parents, and we all had it to different degrees, varying degrees. Yeah. It was really interesting that it would all be so different, and it is. That's what makes it kind of freaky, because nobody can predict it.
Yeah, and what we've been discussing, too, is that how it attacks fat cells, and if you have certain health issues, or if you're of a certain weight or of a certain age, and then our own life experience with people we actually know getting it, it negates everything we're being told.
I had an interesting experience because I had a test again over the weekend when I was visiting and swabbed my throat as well. Some people are swabbing the throat when you use the rapid COVID test. This is something that's been started recently in Israel. So you stick it up your nose, and you also put it in your throat.
Well, you throat first, then the nose.
The throat, whatever, yeah. But
which
at any rate,
test is that? I've only done up the nose.
Everybody is saying to do that now, which I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't.
Well, the Israelis started doing it, and that's why it's being done with a rapid test.
Well, Omicron goes to the throat and not the lungs, so it's like basically from your throat up is Omicron. So maybe it makes sense. I don't know.
All right. So let me, this is the fourth time, I'll preface this.
Oh, say Doug. I'm just kidding.
Yes. Thank you, Jennifer. The experience I had on the plane flying out to California on Friday night, I had a 4.5-hour delay, which was, I've not had that sort of situation. And part of it was because the weather was lousy, but part of it was because there was a plane that was coming from New York to Boston that was going to become our plane to Los Angeles. And they couldn't find a fourth crew member to be in the back of the plane in New York, so it sat there, and it sat there, and it sat there. And so I finally asked around, and I actually had a long conversation with one of the flight attendants yesterday coming back, who normally doesn't do Boston, but they're doing it because everybody's shifting around, and it's because of the flight attendants being very, like, stern with their interpretation of who gets what and how are you treating it. And so they've run out of crew members, and that was a perfect example. And it's the beginning of the month. So, you know, you wonder, there were cancellations. You look at the board, the weather and the Omicron canceled hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of flights over the past week or so. It seems to be coming around, but it still was, that was my first experience anyway with having a flight that was delayed more because of the COVID situation than the weather. 18 after on the DJV show.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BEND.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain, and they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 23 after the hour now, and it's trending time. Not that we don't have trending all the time, but we spend a little time with particular attention to social media comments and thoughts and focus on people like Demi Lovato. What's up to date on her? She's a name that most people know. She's a singer, right? Or is she an actress? What is the...
Yes. Non-binary. They are an actor, a singer...
Hold on a second. Demi Lovato is a lady, right?
Non-binary.
Yes. What does that mean?
They don't identify as female nor male. They're non-binary.
Is she a male or is she a female?
Neither.
But she was born as an it. Is that what we're saying?
What?
What is this they stuff? I don't understand. I think most people don't understand.
And that. It's grammatically incorrect.
Oh. Yeah, it is horrible grammar. beside being, you know, I understand people deserve the way that they want to live their lives, and but it goes without saying that people don't know, for the most part, what all of this lingo is. Maybe
most of us would say
are.
That Demi Lovato is a girl, Doug. But
yes.
She says she's
right.
Not a girl. So.
Okay, but why does she say that? She just doesn't choose to be? She wants to be? What is there? I don't get why somebody would choose to be somebody.
Well, sex is how you're born. Gender is how you identify. And there are other cultures that don't have only two genders. They have multiple genders.
Based on what, though? What? Based on what? You either have a male organ or you don't have a male organ.
That's sex.
That's not gender.
Okay. But hasn't it always been
sex
the case?
Sex is body parts, and gender is how you identify, how
but
you feel, emotional.
How did that get established? I understand. I get it. But where did that start, and how did it start, and why did it start? What difference is
it? It started because there's a need for it, obviously. People felt like they weren't falling into one of two boxes. And so people who didn't feel like they fit in either decided, you know, that was an easier way of expressing themselves.
And I'll be unpolitically correct. It's very trendy. Like, it's very trendy amongst young people to decide that there's something like a they, you know, that they're a they, basically.
All right, so
I don't know
anyway.
If it's trendy, but it's definitely now there's a safe space for that. So I don't think it's going to go
away.
But
they didn't feel safe before? She didn't feel safe being called a woman, Demi Lovato?
I don't know her specific case. I don't know, Jay, has she talked about that? I don't follow her that closely.
No, Demi Lovato has just said that they're non-binary. They prefer they and them pronouns.
So, but people get completely confused when you talk about a single person. The plural pronoun is they. It does not refer. You can't find a dictionary anywhere that will say they refers to a single person.
But it does possessively in there. And this, we're getting so far into the weeds here. Can we just talk about what the action story is?
No, I understand, but under the circumstances, it is when we started the story out with they say this, and then people listening and saying they, we're talking about
Demi Lovato. You watched Billions for 5 seasons. You know Taylor Mason, the character.
Yeah,
Taylor,
I know that. Yeah, but
Taylor was a they.
Gets that. Yeah, okay.
Well, Demi Lovato has found that her California sober lifestyle, you know, drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke, was no longer working for them, and did another stint in rehab, their choice, and they feel like sober is a much better option.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of leading to that, though. A lot of people were saying California sober is not a real thing.
I've never even heard of that. What is California?
It's when you smoke weed instead of drinking.
It's when you do the legal
hard
stuff.
Drugs.
Yeah, you do what's legal.
That's part of the this. I watched. Is it Cobra? No. Well, what's the thing that's on Amazon about the girl in the fishing boat in Gloucester? Coda. Great. If you haven't seen it. It's an Apple show. See it. But it deals with that sort of thing. Weed versus wine is part of the theme to it. It's a great movie, by the way. Get to see it. 28 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korea fired a suspected ballistic missile into the Eastern Sea on Tuesday. The detection comes less than a week after Pyongyang fired what it claimed to be a hypersonic missile. Russia and the United States discussed Ukraine frictions and European security talks in Geneva with no signs the two sides had narrowed their differences. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
Forced posture by the Russians in the border areas around Ukraine. If the Russians are serious about de-escalating, they can start by starting to remove some of those troops and decreasing some of that forced posture.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said the agency will release the distinction between those who died from COVID and those who died with COVID. She was recently asked the question and had no answer. More than 800,000 deaths linked to COVID died from the virus or other comorbidities. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pounty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As tensions grow between Russia and their neighbor Ukraine, the United States is trying to de-escalate the region without much success. Former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta on Fox News calls Russian President Vladimir Putin's actions old techniques.
It's an old playbook that Putin is using after a number of years of watching Putin in action. He's ratcheting up the pressure. He's deploying his forces. He's making unrealistic demands regarding NATO, and he's threatening military action. That's the way he tries to bully and get his way. And I think it's particularly important for the United States and our allies to negotiate with him from a position of strength, which is to make very clear to Russia that there is a price that is going to be paid if he takes that kind of action. I think the United States and our allies can actually take some pretty strong steps against Russia. I mean, one is sanctions, which is to cut them off from the international banking system. I think using cyber to go after their infrastructure, go after their electric grid, go after their pipelines, and weaken their economy. I think in addition to that, it's important that we move, as we are, moving up additional forces in NATO to move up towards Russia.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are back again, and the focus of what's going on, the conversation that matters, what means most to you, the events of the day, the issues of the day, the people of the day. We're here to discuss all of them. Them. See, that's the correct use of the pronoun them and they when you're referring to them. It's a number of things. We have a little conversation going on here about applicability of pronouns. I, you, he, versus we, them, and they. I am probably showing my age when it comes to understanding the correct pronouns for people who want to be, as Victoria calls it, non-binary. I don't even know what that means. Where did that come from?
I don't call it that.
That's what it's called. Well, what if I was like, hey, somebody's going to call you, their name is Aaron, and I don't know if they're male or female because I haven't spoken to them. Mm-hmm. I would say them. I wouldn't say he or she.
Yeah.
Say them. So therefore, you're still saying they, them in a singular.
Yes. In a way that's
context.
Identifiable so with people who are over the age of 50, perhaps, or maybe 40.
So that shuts down your theory that is grammatically correct.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Shakes fist in the air.
Okay. Yes, here it is. It's protest time. Jennifer Warren is here. She's not protesting. She's laughing. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner, I'm Doug Steffen. COVID vaccine can lengthen your menstrual cycle, ladies. Apparently, a lot of women who are reporting online say the vaccine alters their cycle. Did you find out or get too personal here? Probably.
this is something that a lot of women are talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot
of
women.
I'm probably not the one to lead this discussion. Probably.
A lot of people are concerned about fertility. Yeah, but a lot of people were worried about whether it was going to impact fertility, getting the vaccine or not, and whether or not pregnant women should get the vaccine. And so a lot of the attention has been on that. And a lot of women, after they got the vaccine, are like, I've either missed a period or I've skipped or my cycle is screwed up. And no one was really addressing that. And so now this study is out that says that there has been a disruption in many women's menstrual cycles, which is important, especially if you're getting the vaccine vaccine and you're also counting your fertility days.
Is it the vaccine that affects it, or is it the COVID? And is it dependent on, you know, the virus is certainly unpredictable. So
it apparently
is this the
depends.
Delta variant? What? Go ahead.
No, it's the vaccine. It's not the variant.
It's the vaccine.
Just testing against the vaccines. But it depends on when you get it, like where you are in your cycle of when you get the vaccine. That was another thing. Women, like, I did not have any issues at all, but I have friends who got knocked off a day or two, and it just really depends on when you get it. So it's something for women to think about going forward. It is temporary, though, and that's what this study proves. And so a lot of the researchers who worked on this, and this was in the Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology, they were kind of relieved that out of the 4,000 participants in the study, that this was temporary and everybody went back to normal after a cycle or two. So that's, and like Jen said, a lot of women were concerned about fertility implications with it. So, you know, this kind of validates that it is safe and that if you do have a minor disruption, it's not going to last forever.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the stats, too, on Delta and Omicron. Delta certainly has led to an increase in infections. Omicron has led to a larger increase in people having the virus, but not bad outcomes, unless, apparently, there are a small share of vaccinated people whose health is already compromised that have had Omicron and haven't come out of it well. But if your health is okay, I mean, that says that's the same thing for all three of the variants. Delta certainly has affected people whose health was compromised in a horrible way. And maybe, do you think this has spurred people that you know, any of all of the three of you, or any of you who know people who were sort of, you know, they were in not the best of shape, and has it encouraged people to go on diets or to do, you know, the things that we talk about with our sponsor, Calitrin, getting on a diet, keeping the weight off, that sort of thing? Do you think that, I see it in my circle, but my circle's older than your circle for the most part. I'm wondering if people that are younger are taking this seriously. That is, looking at the picture here and seeing that folks who are heavier, who are vulnerable, who have a lot of fat cells, that's one of the categories, and, you know, a weakened immune system, all of those things. Are people changing the way they live as a result of the lessons of COVID, do you think?
Well, I will say, in my circle of people who have had COVID, some of the people who I know that were the absolute sickest were the healthiest people I know.
Really?
And the unhealthiest people ended up breezing right by it like it was a sinus infection.
It's so different for every person.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
And yep. I haven't known anyone, knock on wood, I haven't known anyone who has been severely ill from COVID. My mom was probably the one that was the sickest of anybody in my life that I know. So, I mean, knock on wood for that. But
We lost a few loved ones. It was tough. It just feels like it's so unnecessary.
Well, it is unnecessary. You know, you go back to the source, and one of the things that upsets me more than anything else today is looking at a study in Bloomberg Business about companies who, instead of doing less business, are doing more business in China. There's the crackdown from the government on private enterprise in that area of China. There has been a tightening, and, you know, there's a dis-ease in the United States-China relationship because of well, in this circumstance, the Uyghur population, but more the broader picture is that most Americans understand that and the government understands that the Chinese are responsible for Omicron and disrupting the economy of the world. I mean, they certainly had a willing co-conspirator in the news media, and so it was the craziest of what, you know, you couldn't have predicted would be this crazy. So now, there are people in Europe, what is called Eurasia, Europe and Asia put together in the United States. When you look at the markets and you look at the investments, this really disgusts me. When I see some of these CEOs of Western companies that are more planning to do business with China than over the next 10 years than not. I think this is unpatriotic, un-American, and the reason is simple. It's because China is on track to be perhaps the world's largest economy in the next 10 years, and corporations want to be there because that's where the market is. Now, that doesn't say that we have to have, you can sell stuff there. You can be in the market to sell cars and whatever else there is, you know, furniture, whatever you've got to make. But why do we have to have the Chinese making it? That's the question. See, there's two different things. How much business do you do in China because there's business there versus how much business you have done in China to service clients that you have all around the world? Do you understand the distinction? I'm sure you do, right? I'm talking to myself, answering my own questions. But, you know, when I look at this and I see how the GDP expanded in China in the fourth quarter and how everybody else's economy was dragged down by supply chain constraints, by the energy crunch, the Russians and the Europeans and all of that stuff, the uncertainty that has come has not affected China the way it's affected us. So do we just sit here and play fat, dumb, and happy and go along with whatever goes along and acknowledge that the Chinese are going to have so many people, they're going to control the world's economy, or that's what they want to do? They want to control the world. So is that good or bad for America and Americans? I guess it depends on how you look at it, right? I mean, I go railing off on this all the time, and people say, well, what are you going to do? You're a lone voice. And apparently I am. There are many other people on the radio who have the same approach to this as I do. The mass overconsumption of crap made in China, all it does is further enhance their ability to be the leading economic power in the world. So people say, so what? How's that going to affect me? And I don't know that I have an answer to that, at least an immediate answer. How does it affect me? Does it affect you?
Well, it does, because
I think it does.
Because
yeah.
If you want to just go to the food supply, how does that not affect everybody? It does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're sucking it up. They're buying up. See, the problem here is we're looking at this. There's three different aspects to this. There's doing business in China as an American company or whatever, a company from like selling them the same as we sell our goods and services to countries in South America or to countries in Europe or wherever it is, then where you have things made, that's a different focus. And that's where I have a problem because of the American jobs that have been lost and squandered because greedy, and I say this, I'm a capitalist, and I don't think I'm greedy, but I will tell you that I would like to make sure that I'm taken care of, my family's taken care of, and that's in the capitalist way. But, you know, I can see we're in the business of advertising, which is the business I'm really in, the effect of the economy and the Chinese influence on the economy has affected what I'm able to get for advertising revenue. And that's, you know, I mean, you look across the board and say, so what are we going to do about it? Inflation is a result of China, in a manner of speaking. Look at the, it all goes back to COVID, which goes back to China. And they have a very targeted approach to the way they want. They're smarter, apparently, than we are, because we can't seem to maintain. We're too busy fighting with ourselves. You think the Chinese are fighting about their political? They have one political party in China. That's it. The Communist Party. Don't join it. You get active and try to work against it. You get shot. That's it. So You know, there's a, but it's a whole different kind. It's a different way of
not
thinking.
Not to say that's good or what we should go towards here.
No.
We should know that they're not being distracted like we are.
No, not at all. They don't have a news media that reports on all this crap. They don't have social media that's back and forth with all the misinformation. They don't even allow it. So, you know, this is there something to be learned? We're way beyond being able to do something about this, I think, at this point. Don't you?
We also have, well, I don't know. I think we also have a real penchant for American capitalist greed. And whether you're a little kid who, you know, and I was this kid, I'm sure all of us were, you know, you're watching the commercials heading towards Christmas and you start writing down every toy you want. And your parents, you have a huge tree filled with presents underneath for most kids. And that's where it starts. And that's advertising and that's media exposure. And as soon as kids see stuff, they want it and parents indulge in it. And it just becomes, and then like that kid grows up and can't afford to go to FAO Schwartz. And then you go to the dollar store and you buy all the same amount of stuff and you're just feeding into that pipeline.
You don't think that the Chinese businesses and the government is greedy?
That's just one aspect of it. That's just one aspect. No, but they're capitalizing on our American greed.
That's what they're capitalizing. But they are, the Chinese are greedy as well because they want to control the world.
Absolutely.
It's all about greed.
It's all greed.
That's what it is. Here's this guy in India who got jabbed with a vaccine at least 8 times last year.
I swear I saw this. I was like, oh, my God. This is a story.
He got the idea from you.
Yeah.
Right.
Apparently, he's carried his aches and pains.
He's claimed he's received 11 doses of the vaccine. He's a retired postman. And he says it helped him get rid of aches and pains and stay healthy. There you go.
And he glows at night.
For mankind. 48 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, Carrie, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, give me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
We're a couple of accountants short.
He needs whip-smart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Make 2022 your year to glow at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, happening now. Upgrade your skincare routine and discover your healthiest skin yet with up to 50% off daily beauty steals from faves like Tula, First Aid Beauty, and Clarins. Feel your best with a skincare routine made just for you. But hurry, this event ends January 22nd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
3 after the hour now. It's Money Pit time. Monday. Money Pit Monday. Oh, I kind of like that. As opposed to Money Penny. Remember James Bond?
Yeah,
Money,
did actually.
Money Pit, Money Pit, Money Penny. There we are. John, where did I go with that? I was thinking of, never mind what I was thinking about. Tom Kreidler is here from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Airs every weekend around the country. A lot of people want to know answers to questions. We were just talking off the air about the fires in New York over the weekend and space heaters and how to be smart about if you have to use these or you want to use them in your home. There are two different types. There's the electric heat, and then there's the stuff that comes out of a small little, almost a little furnace, you know, the space heaters that we use in our garage, for example.
And yeah, kerosene heaters.
Kerosene heaters.
Imagine that in an apartment building like that people would be using kerosene heaters. But even the electric heaters, you know, there's the oil-filled electric heaters, which are not oil as in burning oil, but it's like oil as in just sort of a heating mass.
Yes.
I have one of those, and it looks like a little radiator, and it holds the heat because it has that mass inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the radiant heaters, which glow. You know, those are the ones that you can look at, and they glow. But regardless of the type of space heater you have, you know, a couple of things to remember is, first of all, distance, right? You've got to have at least 3 feet between your heater and anything that can burn. And, you know, sometimes that's hard in a small place, and people forget. You'd be amazed at how hot the surfaces get when they're closer than that. And the other thing is, electricity-wise, you've got to have the right size cord. You're best not to have an extension cord on a space heater unless it's the right size. People take a small extension cord, they plug it in the wall, skinny one, and then they plug it into the large power cord for the space heater, and then the extension cord heats up and catches on fire. So it's just it's a horrible tragedy, and like all tragedies that are caused by heating appliances, preventable if folks are more careful with how they use them.
Yeah. I think that you just made a point that a lot of people don't get. Unsophisticated people or people who are uneducated as to the different types of wiring. Kids, you know, today are pretty naive about how things are built, I think, in the main, how things run. And so they see, okay, they think all of the extension cords that are made are the same because they have two wires in them.
Right.
What else do I need to know? But you're, you know, there is a huge difference. And if you're smart enough to look at the UL label on it to find out what it's good for, what capacity it has in terms of amperage, right?
That's right. Yep. No, smaller wires can carry less electricity without overheating.
Duh.
And if you have an appliance like a space heater, that's going to use quite a bit of electricity. And so everything has to work right with that.
Yep. Barbara, one of our listeners, says one of her bathrooms has a false marble bathroom sink and countertop. With a few light scratches, she wants to figure out how to fix that. How does she do that?
Yeah, you can actually fix those. In fact, much in the same way that you could, like, touch up a Corian countertop, you can sand it with a very, very fine sandpaper. We're talking about, like, 600 grit sandpaper, 800 grit sandpaper, like an emery paper. You can essentially polish those scratches out of it. And then once you get the scratch out of it, if you keep going finer and if you finish off with steel wool, when you buy steel wool, it has different grades, and the finest grade has, I think it's 4 or 5 zeros, but you call it aught. You say 4 aught steel wool or 5 aught steel wool. It basically is a pound sign followed by 4 or 5 zeros. That's super fine, and you can polish it with that and actually bring the shine back. So you can use materials like that, or even rubbing compound like you would use if you're trying to take a scratch in your car finish.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works as well, too, Barbara.
Isn't that great? That's kind of gritty. That has grit.
That's right.
In it. But it doesn't affect the surface of the car.
That's right. It has a little bit of grit in it. You can feel it if you kind of rub it in your fingers. Just a little bit of grit. And that is what helps to dig into the surface stuff, just enough to take those scratches out.
What's on the next episode of the Money Pit Podcast this week?
We're going to talk a little bit about attracting winter birds to your house. If you're, enjoy watching the birds as we do, what you can do to get those birds to join you and keep the squirrels away at the same time. Talk about some of our experiences with different types of bird feeders. And then we get into spaces, finding new spaces for the new year. You need a workshop, you need a maker space, you need a sewing center, all the places in your house that you can convert to make these little craft areas. We also talk about warming up cold floors, which are especially annoying in the morning when you hop out of bed.
They sure are.
And some tips on dealing with smelly sinks. We solved that one with a hack.
There you go. All right. All that stuff is in the next episode of the Money Pit Podcast. You get that at moneypit.com/podcast. Also, the Money Pit newsletter, moneypit.com/newsletter. The bottom line is there's so much info, so much helpful information available, not just for the radio program, but all the service adjacencies, if you will, the podcast and the newsletter. Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit, here at 59 After on the DJV Show.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.